This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with M. Martin Brott, Executive Director of the Drawing Studio. Welcome, M.
Hi, Ava. Thanks so much for having me.
Artistic creation isn't just for artists. The Drawing Studio's mission is to inspire people of all ages and backgrounds to embrace art practice as a pathway to personal growth and healthy community. With that being the case, how is drawing a way of life?
Andy Rush, our founder, he's always talked about how, and this was one of the big draws for me to come here, is drawing and making art is a way to slow down, be more meditative in your life, and kind of be more curious and questioning of hey, this is my life. I'm going to observe it. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to examine it from different angles. I'm going to engage in it more fully. And I think what it leads to is kind of a more vibrant way of being. And I've had some of those experiences, these epiphany moments, but some that pertain to drawing as a way of life could be that Andy once said, I was in a cut paper class with him, and he said, this is a pattern class, and the point of it was to emphasize that our animal brains are trained to make decisions about what we're seeing in a split second without having much information. So we have to identify a threat. If it's, you know, like a tiger coming to eat us, you need to know that it's a threat right away. So we evaluate these patterns in a split second and we make decisions about them. And so the class was about deciding what are the core patterns, and therefore everything is done in cut paper, black and white paper. And in sharing about that class, he said, when you make your cut paper composition, remember that whatever is the subject of your piece is a thing, right? You're making a thing. But also, and equally important, is the no thing, the thing that is not there. And an artist needs to be always aware of the interaction between the thing and the no thing. And so there are many ways to see that as being relevant to our lives. But one of the ways that I see it being relevant to my life is how busy I am and how focused I am on the things that actually do matter, because I'm cutting certain things out, literally.
Em, you had also mentioned that there is a first class being offered in Spanish.
Yeah, so this is a class for 6 to 9. So this is not a class for teens. We have a Spanish language class going on right now. So this one starts on August the 26th, and it goes to August the 28th, and it's called Playing with Color, ages 6 through 9, and bilingual class.
And is that online?
Yes, all of these classes are online. We are not going to reopen until cases come down significantly in the community.
Em, is there anything else you'd like to share?
I think I just want to share with the community how moved I've been. I am new to the art sector. I've been an amateur artist for a while, but this is my first year, my first executive director job. And I have felt such love and such acceptance and just such belonging in this arts community. It's just been tremendous. There's a couple of leadership groups that I'm a part of, and of course, integrating and working with you, Ava, and the Arts Foundation. I think it's the arts that I've seen is a wonderful example of how we can be thinking in a way that there's abundance in this community, and we can all come through this and get through the other side and support each other and make sure that Tucson continues to be as vibrant and special as it is. And in closing, I would also really love to thank KXEI, such a rock in our community, and getting all of these voices out and ensuring that we're all in it together. I appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you. Just so lovely to end on that note. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Support for Artist Stories is provided by Benjamin Supply, presenting a full spectrum of hardware and plumbing fixtures for kitchen and bath, and their gallery, Tucson, offering national and local art in both the Tucson Warehouse and Transfer Buildings on 6th Street and 7th Avenue. With products available at will call, they are currently open by phone at 777-7000 and at benjaminsupply.com or gallerytucson.com.